I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Matches up from you.
No, so I expect you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling? Yeah. Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me.
He is saying are two completely different things, because a Legends deal is a completely different thing than a contract. We get to make money off of the stuff that we did together in the patch merchandise.
Sure.
We get to do biographies. We all get a cut. That's a Legends deal. So he doesn't have to say these things. He's Undertaker is honest, even when you don't like it. He's more professionally honest than CM Punk, but Undertaker doesn't really bullshit you. Especially now that he's Mark Calloway. He kind of tells, he's the old school, I'm just going to tell you like the fuck it is. More so than I think CM Punk. Because CM Punk will always kind of spin it in his direction. I don't think Undertaker gives a shit.
What you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. What are you gonna do? I'm the fucking Undertaker. And he took that. And he took that and tried to make the best locker room he could as the locker room leader. He did an all right job. But I don't think he says that if it's still toxic. There's disagreements. It's wrestling. There's fucking arguments in the meeting today at my shoot job. Jesus Christ, over the dumbest shit. It's over the dumbest shit.
Well, we'll see what happens. What we're going to do is we're going to take our last break, and then we got to get to Prediction Palooza.
Yeah.
Because we got to bring in a special guest. Big Stevie C going to come on from Heel Face Podcast, another member of the family. The Fam Damily, as I call them.
Fan Damily.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take a break. We're going to bring in Big Stevie C. And then we're going to raise some hell and see what happens. So
yeah.
With that, let's take a break. This is a Snapmare Bruiser Nation production presented by our fine friends at Dummy!
Dummy! This thing's going haywire.
What's up, guys? Superman Onyx here. Hey, Wrestle Fit, one of the newest, baddest workouts out there right now. Now, yes, the word wrestling is in it, but now I'm providing a wrestling ring. But you won't be wrestling. You won't be doing the headlocks or the slams or the spine busters that I do. Yeah. But what you will be doing is everything that we do to get ready to get in the ring, from kettlebell swings to slam balls to flipping tires to hitting tires to doing Olympic weightlifting movements. Guys, you don't want to miss out on this. Wrestle Fit is the way to go. Get you a little bit of everything. Hope to see you soon.
We creep ever so close to making Prediction Palooza. We have a special guest with us, Big CVC, member of the Snapmare, Bruiser Nation production family, Heel Face Podcast, each and every Sunday.
And not only that, he's a mighty fine individual, I'll have you know. He's a mighty fine individual. Stevie, how are you, brother?
Oh, you're too kind. The bags are packed. The melatonin is taken.
And so,
right now, I'm ready. I am more hyped than a can of delicious Gubby. Let me tell you right now, fellas.
I'm going to talk for half a second while Jason works that out. So we have 1 hour to go in this show, ladies and gentlemen. 1 hour to go. We got to talk Supercard of Honor. We got to talk WrestleMania Night 1. We got to talk WrestleMania Night 2. We got to talk Stand and Deliver. We got to talk it all. We're going to talk about whatever Big Stevie C wants to talk about. Again, we're giving Jason just a moment here. All right, I'm going to touch on some things, and then Jason, you'll let me know, okay? Cool, buddy.
Sure.
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 So Big E says a return is up to him. I thought this was kind of interesting, folks. Big E says that, you know, he probably could get cleared, but he's trying to be smart about that decision in his future. I only want him to wrestle again if he wants to wrestle again. I don't want him to feel any pressure of that sort of thing. And, you know, it would be great to see Big E have another run, and anything is possible because, well, we've seen it with Adam Copeland. We've seen it with Bryan Danielson. We've seen it with Saraya. Anything's possible. Stone Cold Steve Austin. But I hope he makes the decision that is best for him, that he wants to make and doesn't feel any pressure to make. According to PW Insider sources, AEW's talent releases this week weren't the result of financial cutbacks. Instead, they were simply a reorganization of how the company is utilizing the roster and done so as to not keep talents from other potential opportunities. The door is said to be open for any of them to work with the company in the future. We found out today that Anthony Henry not even really released. He's kind of released for now and will be back. So that's kind of interesting. So that's something to think about. You know, the releases, I know that was a big deal to some because Tony's not a release guy at all. You know, he's prided himself on not releasing people. But frankly, I think it was a good call. And make no mistake about it, folks. Make no mistake about it. Anyone losing their jobs is a bad thing. Anyone losing their job is an awful situation. But sometimes you got to trim the fat. And AEW's roster and WWE's at this point, frankly, is pretty damn bloated, right? And so when they're as bloated as they are, why not trim the fat? And hopefully you get guys like Lance Archer on TV more and Jake Roberts. And frankly, I'd like to see Ric Flair back on TV, damn it. Let's make that happen. Tony, I've been in Tony's Twitter mentions going, hey. Hey, can you get Ric Flair for me? So we'll see if that happens. But just Steve, can we hear you?
Am I here? Can you hear me?
Steve, pardon me.
Cool, I can hear him through these.
Nice.
Here you go.
All right, Steve, how are you, brother?
All right. What's going on?
All right.
The bags are packed. The ticket has been sent.
How are you?
It's time. I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're well. We're well. We're hanging in there. So, Steve, is there anything you want to talk about to get us started? What do you want to focus on?
I just thought I'd shoot the crap. You know, I mean, there isn't really anything going on this weekend, is there, in wrestling?
No.
Have you heard? What are you guys thinking?
And it's coming through the recording. I just have no idea what he's saying, but it's coming through the master. So I don't know why we can hear it there, but it's fine.
No, Steve, no, there's nothing going on this week. Nothing going on.
To quote the great Jim Ross, we're live, pal. So we got this. This is all good. It's all love.
Look, hey, it happens. It happens. There's a reason that people pay people for these things. And one of these days, we're all going to get the budget to pull that off. But until then, we're alive, damn it.
That's right.
Steve, I got to ask you. You're heading to WrestleMania, right?
Yeah.
All right. So what are you most looking forward to? Walk us through that.
I'll say that again. I can really barely hear you. I'm most looking forward, honestly, I could break down matches and stuff, but I'm really looking forward to the pageantry. You know, I'm looking forward to the hype. Is it really what we've all been thinking about? Is it really what we've been experiencing? You know, they try to describe it as the Super Bowl of professional wrestling, right? And I don't know if I'll ever in my life, unless, of course, my Brownies go, and that probably might be halftime till never, go to a Super Bowl. But if the WrestleMania experience is what it's all hyped to be, I just can't wait to experience it. The fans being together, the experiences, the going to actually see the show. It's going to be my first live WWE event in probably almost 15 years. So I'm looking forward to that in general to see if the experience really lives up to the hype.
I agree, and keep us updated on if it does, because, and matter of fact, maybe send in a video next week if you can. We'd love to get kind of a full review of your experience. I got a question for you. So what's the travel plan? You know, you're heading to Philly. You're not too terribly far, but what's your travel plan for the weekend?
Okay, so my flight leaves Columbus to go to Atlanta, about 6:30 tomorrow morning. So be getting up pretty early. Be flying into Atlanta, arrive around 9 or so, and then it's a flight right from Atlanta straight to Philly, while I'll arrive somewhere around 11:45-ish, about noon. Pretty much, it's just kind of check in, find a cheesesteak, and wait for SmackDown, to be honest with you. That's how the travel arrangements are going to be. So going there is going to be, you know, south and coming up. And then coming back, of course, is going to be going to the hub from Philly to Orlando, and then Orlando to Columbus on Sunday. But they've got a great, it's a real great package. They've got a whole itinerary planned. Everything is mapped out to the T. So, you know, there's really no fuss.
Hey, and we hope you have a wonderful time. And again, if you want to send in a video next week and kind of a review, we'd love to have that. Absolutely. No question about it. And so,
oh yeah, no doubt.
So what match are you looking forward to the most for us, man? I know you said you're looking forward to the pageantry the most. Obviously we all want that pomp and circumstance at Super Bowl feel, and hopefully we get it. But what match are you looking forward to the most, whether that's night one, night two? You can give me a couple.
So do the main events of both nights disqualify that question?
No.
The only reason why I ask is because I, you know, other than the fact that Cody will finish the story eventually, I'm honestly looking forward to the TNA match of the night, LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I think that's going to steal the show. I think that's going to be a real great barn burner. I think it's just going to, like, I have a feeling that they're just going to start from jump. It's going to be a hot start in the back, and they're just going to brawl all over the place. I feel like it's going to be a real eye-opener for a lot of fans. Everybody knows about AJ Styles. But for a lot of WWE fans, LA Knight, the formerly Eli Drake, is a not-so-much-known commodity. So I think other than the match with Bray Wyatt last year, I think people are really going to wake up and see who LA Knight is. And I think it's going to be – probably might even steal the whole weekend as the match of the weekend.
I think you're absolutely – I think that's very possible. Look, LA Knight, AJ Styles, big-time match. And anytime AJ Styles gets on a big stage, I'm excited myself. So, hey, by the way, you forgot a name for LA Knight. He was once Max Dupree. You remember that?
Sadly, yes.
Oh, come on, I think we all forgot about Max Dupree. I think we I purposefully forgot about Max Dupree.
Oh, that's good shit, pal. That's good shit. Remember when they were models? That's just such good.
Yeah. Everybody hates models, pal.
Damn it. He told one of them, he goes, it's not a gay thing. You're heterosexual, damn it. Damn it.
They're Metro, pal.
Metro. All right. Well, it's great to exchange inch impressions. God bless. But look, I think you're right. I think besides the main events, the match I'm most looking forward to, and then I want to get Jason's thoughts, Battle of the Brothers. I think Uso versus Uso is cool as hell. I think that, you know, because we that's only, I believe, the third time in WrestleMania history that you'll have brother versus brother. Obviously, you had Owen versus Brett, classic, and then you had kind of the forgotten unsung hero of WrestleMania 25, Jeff Hardy versus Matt Hardy. What are your thoughts on that match?
I think it's a perfectly crafted byproduct of the whole Bloodline story. And I think that's the beauty of the whole Bloodline story, is the subplots. And it's the beauty of any narrative, to be honest with you. All the subplots are super cool. And this match in particular, you know, it's no secret that they've been wanting to do this for a very long time, since they were kids, apparently day one, that they've wanted to either main event or be a part of WrestleMania, or fight each other at WrestleMania. And I think that it's been like exquisitely, meticulously planned together, and I really love it. Let's not forget that it was a year ago that they lost those belts to Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. So all of this has transpired within a full calendar year. And may I say, just chef's kiss on getting that together. Plus, it's going to be a hype match for us that we're going to calm, you know, it's going to be a hype match, and there's going to be a calm down match before that, and then they're going to put us into the main event. So I just can't wait. You know, you can't ask for a better third match from the last on the card.
I agree 100%. Jason, what match at WrestleMania, whether that's night one, night two, or night 45, which is what we're expanding to by the time WrestleMania 45 gets here.
Night 45?
Yeah, I think within 5 years, we're thinking 45 nights of WrestleMania, like 12 days of Christmas.
WrestleMania XL, baby.
Seems like a lot.
What match are you looking forward to?
I mean, discounting the main events, right? Because yeah. Those are obvious answers. Yeah. I mean, because I'm looking forward to all the Attitude Era nonsense, but that's the easy answer. Honestly, I'm a ladder match mark. I'm kind of excited for this 12-person tag. What do you want me to say? I'm trying to not choose the title match that I'm most excited for, because that's the easy answer.
You know, I like his answer better.
I don't know what his answer was. His answer, for whatever reason,
his answer was AJ Styles versus LA Knight.
That's pretty good. I'm more interested in Gunther for Sami Zayn than that.
First of all, Gunther's the baddest man on this planet.
He very much is.
You know, if some people
Woof!
If some people weren't obsessed with bodily functions, we could have got Gunther versus Brock.
We could have. Too bad.
Can we get, since he's freelancing now, can we get Minoru Suzuki versus Gunther?
I mean, not now.
Why?
SummerSlam.
Why can't we?
Because he's already booked for a match at WrestleMania.
Who cares?
I cares.
It's a two-night show.
I cares.
Did you say you I cares?
You want Gunther to wrestle
two
twice?
Two turnbuckle cares.
I cares.
Gunther doesn't wrestle twice.
Why not?
Because he doesn't wrestle twice.
Isn't he the workhorse?
Doesn't mean he has to wrestle twice.
Oh,
there's being a smart workhorse like Gunther and being a not smart workhorse like Seth. Seth's doing too much.
The pussification of society continues.
Because I don't think it's smart to wrestle twice.
Yes, because it doesn't fit my narrative.
Because it doesn't, yeah, that sounds about right. I'm assuming the ladder match didn't fit your narrative either. That's why you cried me a river when I picked it.
First of all, let's leave Justin Timberlake out of this. Secondly, that's a hit, by the way, that little Justin Timberlake.
It was a hit when Drew McIntyre was working out to it. It was great.
I'm not mad at that. What do you all think? Steve, I'll start with you on this. What do you all think of CM Punk being the guest commentator for the World Heavyweight title match? I don't know. I just felt like that was, you know, and it's great that Punk's going to have a role. I know Punk's a controversial name. And I thought, my God, what an anti-climax as far as his role. He couldn't have been like a special enforcer on the outside, or he proved he could ref. They didn't go with that. What do you think of it, Steve?
Well, he said it himself. My other arm works. Yeah. I mean, there could have been definitely an enforcer role. There could have been something more active at ringside that they probably could have done. I know that they want to really take it slow, and you know, as you all know, on Ariel Helwani's podcast last week, he did say that he's the one that wants to go faster, but it's the company that wants him to go slow. But there could have been a more of an active role of engagement. I really honestly, and there's not out of the realm of possibility, because by the way, CM Punk's going to be hilarious. CM Punk and Pat McAfee. I mean, Michael Cole might as well just take the match off, you know. But if there could have been something to where, you know, Punk screws Drew, grabs the foot, you know, high-lows the top rope, something like that, to cause Seth to be disqualified, or Seth to win via disqualification, and that would set up everything else further down the line for possibly SummerSlam. So there could have been something more physical, I feel like, that he could have done, but you know, who's to say he can't still get involved as a speaker, as a commentator. We all know that guys get accidentally pushed into each other while they're jawing at each other on the floor, so, you know, it's still a possibility, I think.
No, they've never had somebody be pushed into a commentator. No. Mr. McCarthy, I asked Big Stevie C, my favorite guest.
More than Random Pain?
Yeah. Look, Random Pain's an asshole.
Okay, fair enough. I was just making sure. I mean, I know you'd be kayfabing at the broadcast, but sometimes I'm not sure if it's kayfabe or not.
I didn't say I wasn't also an asshole.
It's fair.
Some, you know.
Fair.
You know, did you just assume my compliment?
Sure
we're. Because, you know, we can't really assume genders these days and condiments and all that sort of thing.
That's fine. What did I assume?
You assumed that my asshole statement was not a compliment.
So?
Yeah, that.
Sure.
That big monkey with the big nuts over there, yeah. That
yeah.
Guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get it.
But
sure.
Anyway, back to CM Punk. And oh, yeah. On the, yeah, you took us on the realm there, bud.
Isn't that what I do here?
I don't know what you do here.
Except push all the buttons.
Except all the buttons, including mine, and I'm in your house.
And probably Stevie C's too. He's yeah. Like, this motherfucker.
He's like, this.
This guy sucks.
Right.
We're live, pal.
He's so long-winded.
2 years later, and you're still trying to figure it out. Okay, here we go.
Oh, look, it's an evolution of the process, Steve. All right, we're not perfect That's- here.
Hey! You don't see my microphone. So hey, I you know what? It's baby steps.
It's a process. All right.
Like, that's right. That's right.
This always happens when I try something new. Look, but at least I'm trying new things.
Look, I know your shoot job, and there's some individuals you're like, boy, you're still not figuring that out. So anywho, he'd never
yeah.
say that publicly. He'd never say it publicly. But that's all right.
No, never.
I'm like, it's like Key and Peele with the angry Barack Obama translator. I'm his angry teacher translator.
Oh.
That's how it goes.
Okay.
That's it right there.
What was the CM Punk question?
The CM Punk question was this. CM Punk question was this. It was, are you disappointed that he's just a guest commentator? Because Big Stevie C said that he thought he could have did something a little bit more physical and had him a little more pronounced out there. But they opted with the commentator. And he said it's going to be great, fantastic, hilarious with Pat McAfee. But are you disappointed that he's just a guest commentator? Because I am.
I mean, a little bit. But I know why.
Why?
I understand why.
Why?
Because he's a sewer and a cry. They made me do things when my foot wasn't 100%, so meh. And then, oh, they made me do things when I had a concussion, which is worth crying over,
you're not, there's...
Well,
you're not bitter at all. You're not bitter at all.
Just, from their point, I'm not being bitter. I'm saying from their point of view, this motherfucker already bitched about doing something while he was hurt.
Yeah.
Why am I going to put myself in that situation to where if he gets mad at us, here we go again.
Yeah,
I ain't got time for this litigation bullshit. This Vince shit's bad enough.
Oh, they got time for litigation.
Like, I don't...
They got time.
And if I'm Triple H, I wouldn't either. I don't want to hear him cry about it. A month later? Well, they made me do this. No, you wanted to do it. You just say made so it makes you look good.
I'm sensing some bitterness towards Phil Brooks.
Because he's a hypocrite?
Aren't we all?
Sometimes.
I'm just,
it's not smart. It's not smart.
Big
I agree. I would have liked to have seen him do more. Maybe the host, maybe, I don't know what you can do as far as arm-wise, physically, and what he could have done storyline-wise. I would have liked to have seen more. All I'm saying is I see why he's only at the desk.
Okay.
Well, if I may interject.
Physical is... The risk overweighs the reward of CM Punk getting physical, not only because it could put him out longer, but the history of CM Punk.
Big Stevie C, he has a lot to say regarding that. He dropped some size in there, and I want to interject. Big Stevie C, you have the floor.
Yeah. If I may interject, Cancer Man Punk did say that he is involved with two pre-shows. He said he's involved with, I think there's a fan fest. He said he might even be hosting part of the Hall of Fame. He said he's got a lot of other things and other ways that he's being involved in the weekend that are visible in front of the camera. So, hey, I'm not, you know, we're not here to litigate per se. I just wanted to, you know, in his defense, he is trying to involve himself and basically make the TKO's money worth what they're paying him this weekend.
Well, let's hope so. And of course, they're some rich bastards anyway. TKO's loaded, McCarthy. They're loaded.
Yes, they are.
They are loaded. They are loaded. Mm-hmm.
All that Netflix money and other money.
I was going to say they were well loaded before, but that's fine. I doubt that money's even kicked in yet. They're not on the program.
It doesn't hurt.
It's not even on the program yet. All right.
Which kid makes it even more?
Hey, just keep buying stocks when it's low, boys.
Will Ospreay, $75,000 a year. You know, that's $10,000 more than I made last year. As a professional wrestler, that's gross. Sorry. I don't know where that even came from.
Do you and Steve want to see, want to work this out? I can just see some vehement disagreements.
Just said.
I don't know either.
I just ranted about something and money.
Yeah, that's your memory's really
struggling. I'm 80. What do you want from me?
First of all, there's no way you're 80. You're 92. I've been trying to tell you. So, Big Stevie C, we're going to have official predictions here very soon. But I want your reaction to this hypothetical. What if Cody Rhodes doesn't finish the story?
Yeah, that's the question that's on everybody's mind right now. What if he doesn't finish the story? So, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, my visceral reaction is it's going to be very similar to when your boy, Mr. Hollywood Hogan, joined NWO. I feel like there's going to be a lot of litter in the ring. I feel like there's going to I feel like there's going to be a lot of pitchforks and pocket knives being pulled. My reaction, if Cody Rhodes does not win the belt, I think it may actually be detrimental in an opposite from when it was okay last year. I think they really will turn off a great number of fans if Cody Rhodes doesn't get to win the belt, because we're with Cody. We're invested in Cody. We've been invested in Cody since he came back. We were invested in him with the pectoral tear and how he gutted that out. And they've been making so much big deal of finishing the story. I don't think people would be ready for another disappointing ending to WrestleMania. And now he still could possibly survive it. I just don't think anyone would look upon Cody as being the strong baby face that can conquer all as much as he is now. So it's kind of a strike while the iron's hot. But could he survive it? Yes. Will it be a big blow to fan appreciation of the WWE product? Yes, it will be. It'll kind of feed into some of your guys' fears and criticisms of Triple H's booking. It'll feed into the whole idea of, oh, well, this place doesn't know what they're doing anyway. Same old crap. Vince McMahon somehow is telling somebody to do something, you know. And I think that if they try to spin it as we're trying to make Roman Reigns' legacy greater than Hulk Hogan, greater than Bruno Sammartino, greater than all that, I think if they do end up doing that, I think they're going to long-term hurt their business that they've so meticulously built over the last year and a half, even worse than they could imagine.
I'm inclined to agree with you. I asked Big Stevie C, Jason, what he thought, hypothetically, the idea of Cody not finishing the story at the WrestleMania. And he said that it would be detrimental to the business they've helped and the equity they've built over the last year and a half. And it would give credence to folks like me who are critical of Triple H's booking. And it would also give credence to some of the conspiracy theories about Vince still pulling some strings from afar, if that were to take place. What are your thoughts? Hypothetically, again, this is not prediction time. That's coming very close. We're cut.
I'd probably say 6 minutes or less we should get started because we got all those. I love hearing Steve's opinions from you. I can't wait to hear them live as I listen to them back later.
You'll be texting in the Snap Wrestling group. That's
reading,
bullshit, Steve.
That's right.
I was reading the captions,
Steve. You're an idiot, you fucking moron.
I understand, but I think it would be a major fuck you to the fans if Cody Rhodes this on Sunday.
Would it give credence to the people I meet that say Triple H doesn't know jack about shit?
I would say he would just have gotten outvoted.
nominated. He's the head of creative. He is the vote.
Yeah, but when your boss tells you something else.
Who's the boss?
The entire board is a boss of him.
Ari Emanuel has said that he's not getting involved in creative.
That's what they say.
Oh, so he's a liar.
Most of them are.
I'm just wanting to be clear.
Like, he's not going to show his hand if he's going to step on Triple H's toes. No, he's going to do that shit sneakily. That's why they call it stepping on toes.
All right, let me tell you something, folks. If Ari Emanuel is making any day-to-day calls of the creative ever, this company is screwed.
I mean, that's fair.
This company is screwed.
Just saying. But, you know, there's
exactly right.
It might have a little bit of pull. But I like to believe that he's smarter than that.
Because say what you want about Vince McMahon at this stage of his creative process, at least he wrote the book on most of the processes.
I mean, I guess.
I'm telling you,
that's fine.
We would be.
That's fine, but that's not part of this conversation.
I'm just saying, if Ari Emanuel is making any creative calls, I'd feel more uncomfortable than Party of Diddy's.
That's why I say that no. You don't do that. He finishes this part of his story.
But if he does not finish the story, what's your reaction?
I'm going to be pissed. What's your reaction? It's fucking stupid. What are we doing? Roman Reigns does not need that championship anymore. He's an attraction now.
Not sure he ever needed
it. He doesn't need that championship. He's above the championship at this point. Because everybody wants to see him in The Rock, but nobody wants to see him in The Rock for the championship. That's why they had the huge fan backlash leading up to WrestleMania, because it wasn't just going to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns for the head of the table. No. Now we're going to throw in the championship too. That's what pissed people off, because we remember CM Punk in The Rock. All of a sudden, that's why people got mad, because there's a history of them doing bullshit like this. I think it would be extremely short-sighted to give it to not have Cody finish his story. He's like the top merch seller right now. He's beloved by the kids, the core of your audience, because parents spend money, not kids. Kids don't have money. The core of your audience loves Cody Rhodes. If they didn't love Cody Rhodes and The Rock didn't see, because he's got a say in some storylines or whatever he's doing, but if the people that make these decisions didn't see that, those kids wouldn't have been show crying on TV on Monday.
Final question before we get to prediction.
Cool.
Final question. If Roman Reigns were to win on Sunday, does that give credence to the thought that Vince still has?
I don't think so.
All right, so you just think Triple H would be that big of an idiot on his own?
Yeah,
I like
sure.
I like it, because he is a goof.
A well-paid goof.
Well, good. I'm not faulting him for making money, damn it.
That gives me longer matches, I'll take it.
I mean,
and Cody Rhodes is there.
Isn't he the Isn't he the genius overseeing WWE Speed?
Cody Rhodes?
No, Triple H.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, he's the content officer.
Hey, it's an idea.
What a lame ass name that is.
Content officer. It's a normal corporate name now, because
we invented it.
We have content. Well, I'm sure it's more professional in other places, but.
It's
a thing.
It's as lame as the day is long. Anywho, Big Stevie C, I have a question for you. Do you want to predict Supercard of Honor, Stand and Deliver, or just WrestleMania, or all three? What do you want to do? You're the guest, sir.
I am going to defer Ring of Honor to the experts right now. I've been only following like what's going on TikTok and Instagram. So I'm really not as versed as it. So I'll come back and I just want to listen to what you guys have to say, and then I'll just kind of put my two cents in when it comes to Stand and Deliver and WrestleMania. Right. So
let's make it happen, brother. Absolutely. Yep. So you're gonna have to listen to us ramble about Ring of Honor. Have fun, Steve. God bless you. All right. I love you, Steve. You cute as a button, you. If you didn't root for the Cleveland Browns, you'd be damn near perfect.
Ah.
Sorry, I'm a Bengal fan. Who day, baby? All right. All right. Are you ready to do some prediction-palooza?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Ragtag, super-duper, kick-ass predictions?
Probably.
Friday night, Super Card of Honor.
Cool.
Tony Khan had a media call today to promote Super Card of Honor even. Right?
Right.
Okay.
You're right.
Why are you so aggressive as that, man?
What do you mean?
Your asshole seems clenched.
Oh, no.
Just relax.
Oh, okay. I'm excited.
What are you excited about?
Prediction. Our prediction palooza. So much fun.
That's right.
Prediction palooza.
We here at Snapmare Productions love a good PP. Because
when we get to WrestleMania, I got to double page it because I got this Wrestle League shit up over here.
All right. We here at Snapmare Productions love a good PP. Prediction palooza. What?
I thought it was a funny pun. I'm not allowed to laugh anymore.
Oh, God, we're such children. All right, let's do Super Card of Honor and start out the first round of PP.
I don't think you have to keep saying it like that.
My bad. All right, let's get us started.
Oh, I'm such a jerk. Let me get this up here for you.
I've always known you.
So you're not like leaning over. Here you go.
Posture's overrated. Damn it.
Reload.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame is a hero.
Sometimes.
And guess
what? Depends
what
universe and story you're reading.
Why do you ruin every good thing I ever say?
I didn't ruin it. Sometimes he's a good guy.
All right.
I really don't know that much about The Hunchback of Notre Dame. I was just being facetious.
It's a Disney Channel classic, Kiss My Keister.
It's a fucking story way before Disney.
I know, but I'm talking about it from my generation, you old Methuselah.
Oh, wow. Just because I remember the animated Robin Hood movie.
Damn, you're old. All right, we got to do predictions here, damn it.
Oh, hey, yeah.
Behave yourself.
The PP?
PP! All right, Johnny TV versus Dalton Castle. It's a fight without honor.
Ooh.
It's a fight with, by the way, Tony Khan said some interesting thing about Dalton Castle's released boys.
He said they hadn't been showing up
for work.
That's a problem.
More than once.
That's a problem.
And the boys just quote tweeted on Twitter and said, that is false and not even close to true.
Oh.
So, sip on that tea, Steve.
Oh, boy.
Sip on it.
Here we go.
Here we go. That's none of my business.
Here we go.
But Johnny TV versus Dalton Castle. Who you got?
Johnny TV.
Nah, Dalton Castle's going to win. We're peacocking it, bro. Peacocking it.
Johnny TV never wins.
Actually, it's on Honor Club. It's not on Peacock.
Yeah, it's that's totally different company. It's not on Peacock.
Okay, there you go.
By the way, just for the record, if AEW is not a business, according to CM Punk, because they're not making a profit, then is Peacock also not a business because they're not making a profit?
According to CM Punk.
I'm just saying.
But maybe it only covers the wrestling business.
Could be. I don't know, pal. I don't know. All right. And I'm going to let you pronounce all those names.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mina Shirakawa, Meika, May Sierra, Versailles Kamatani, Tom Nakano, and AZM.
That's it. What that is, because I watch Ring of Honor television, you don't.
Yeah. Well, you haven't shared your password.
You haven't asked to share the password.
I think I said it the first time I found out you got it and then forgot to ask again.
Well, we're both busy people. All right. Show some love. All right. Christ. All right. So what that is, it's considered a Stardom showcase match. This is another thing that Tony Khan brought up in his media call. See how I'm swinging these two together?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Is that he says the new relationship under the new ownership of Stardom is much easier to work with. So this Stardom showcase match, I'm going to take the first name because I can't pronounce Japanese names very well unless I know them a lot. I'm working on it. I watch New Japan. I don't watch Stardom. No disrespect to Stardom. I just don't. How much am I supposed to watch?
Apparently, they want us to watch it all.
That's the problem with the Rez's business, Steve, right there. We're not making new fans. We're asking more out of our current fans.
So you're Team A. I'm going to go.
Correct.
Team B, Seiya Kamatani, Tom Nakazano, and AZM. I'm just doing it that way because I don't want to type the names again.
I hear you, brother. Kyle Fletcher versus Lee Johnson for the Arena Water TV Championship. Now, I know people are going to say, well, Kyle Fletcher's going to win, and he is. But this is going to be an unsung match of the weekend. I'm telling you, these two are going to put on a banger that should get more praise than it's going to get. This is going to be a classic. Fletcher's going to win, but this might be Lee Johnson's real coming out party.
You're going Fletcher?
Yeah.
I'm actually going to go Lee Johnson. I think it's about time that he gets something moving as far as victories go.
All right. I hope you're right. I like upsets. I like upsets a lot. I'm rooting for NC State in the tournament.
Plus, I think it's time for if Kyle Fletcher is in the Don Callis family, it's time to be on Dynamite and not Ring of Honor.
I don't know who in the hell's in that family and who ain't.
Everybody. I don't know. Like Will Ospreay's kinda, it's Kyle weird. Fletcher kinda. Weird. Will Hobbs is in it.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's like the Wu-Tang Clan of wrestling. You might actually, you guys are in it.
I might, he said that we might be in the family, like the Wu-Tang Clan of wrestling. I think it's like Hatfields and McCoys. Everybody's just doing everybody and it extends all out and it's weird. It's a whole lot of branches to this tree. Kenny Omega used to be in it, but then suddenly his DNA changed. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it?
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
Confused.
But Don Callis is a heat magnet, right?
Yeah.
It works.
He loves being hated.
But I'm
going
to go Fletcher. All right. Queen Aminata, Columbus product. I want to point that out.
They asked her on Unrestricted why she chose Ohio. She didn't really say why she chose Ohio when she moved from, because she was in school in France and then moved here to be a wrestler.
So you won't watch Ring of Honor, but you'll listen to Unrestricted.
Well,
yeah. Just checking.
Yeah. While I'm walking through a warehouse? Sure. Hey,
make your pick.
I like Queen Aminata. I pick her.
Billy Starks, I can tell he wants to make her the face of the Ring of Honor Women's Division. I think Billy Starks has got a huge future. I think she wins the women's TV title.
She's the Heel and Face Podcast Rookie of the Year last year.
Look, she's a star. She's a star. I think she's won in 5 years. She might be the biggest woman in this business. I really believe that. She might, because Charlotte's going to move out and do Hollywood, I think. You know, I don't know how much time Mercedes has got left. Becky Lynch, same thing. I think she's the next great star of women's wrestling, Billy Starks. Really do.
I can see it.
All right, Athena versus Hikaru Shida for the ROH Women's World title. I think Hikaru Shida gets the upset. It's time for both them to switch roles. I'm going to take Hikaru Shida.
I'm going Athena, just to be different. Because right. I agree. I think it is about time for Athena to be on the main roster. But, yeah.
Guys, real quick about this match.
Go ahead.
Do we know if do you know if Hikaru Shida's husband has any money on this match? Is he putting any money down on anything?
I don't know if her alleged husband has any bets placed about this match. Her alleged husband who might, you know, hit dangers, but also bet on the game. Free Pete Rose, people. Free Pete Rose.
Pete Rose.
I know.
I agree with that statement.
I know. He signed the ban himself. I get it. Let's forgive. All right, and finally, Eddie Kingston versus Mark Briscoe for the Ring of Honor World title. You can't go wrong here. Eddie Kingston is the most real wrestler on the planet right now. Everything he does feels authentic. I know you say, well, he doesn't have a great body, doesn't have a great look, and those are fair things. But when he's talking, everything he says you think is real.
Yeah, 100%. I agree.
Who'd you pick?
I'm going to pick Mark Briscoe.
I'm going to pick Mark Briscoe as well. I think it's time for that feel-good moment. Let's all cry together at Supercard of Honor. Come on, chicken. Let's get it done.
Yeah.
All right. Let me adjust these headphones to lose us here because we're making it work.
Oh. Making it work.
I will say.
I still don't know why it comes out of there and not here because we didn't have that problem with Travis last week. Oh, no. Which one? What are we doing?
This is a problem. You take him for now.
So professional. Okay.
You take him.
I'll figure it out.
All right. You take him.
Got it.
I'm getting hot over here.
Got it.
I'm getting warm.
Probably.
Oh, you got it handled.
You guys need one of those technical cards.
Got it handled?
Yeah, probably.
Say hi to Steve.
Hi, Steve. Yeah, I do need a technical card.
Hey. Are you ready for Steve? What's up? You need a technical card. We'll be right back.
All right. Stand and deliver. It's time for the stand and deliver.
I love you guys, man. I love you guys to death, by the way.
I'm offended.
Thanks, man. We love you, too.
I'm offended by the title. I mean, I can't believe you're going to continue to call pay-per-view this. What about the people that won't sit for this?
You are such a cry. All the time. Always crying.
Haven't you seen my
Because people
feet?
Can stand, and you can't. It's not their fault.
First
it's
all,
not your fault
first
either.
Of all, don't say, yeah,
it's
say.
Not your
fault. I'm standing. I can stand. I stood.
Then why are you getting all set?
Yes, but can you deliver? Because
can
it
deliver?
Is it is a compound verb. Can you stand and deliver?
All right.
Ready?
Ready?
Can you stand and deliver? Like both things? Can you do both things?
It, only for a couple of different things.
Fair enough. I think that's a good enough answer for Steve's question.
I can squat and hover if the toilet's dirty. That's about it.
Cheese and rice. Here we go.
You got to do what you got to do.
It's fair enough.
Look, when you got to go, you got to go.
That's fair.
Sorry that I walked into the wrong dive. All right.
Ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Start us off.
Oh, okay. Joe Gacy versus Sean Spears.
I think they're looking to get Sean Spears kind of an established win. By the way, if Tony Khan's booking is so bad, why does he have the same presentation?
Oh, Sean Spears?
Yeah. Just one.
That's the character that he likes, but I agree. I'm going to go with Sean Spears. That's why I disagree with the booking is so bad. Everybody has their pluses and minuses.
You know, everybody that's come
everybody
back
needs
AEW
something to work on.
Everybody that's come back from AEW has a similar presentation to what they had in AEW.
Well, yeah, because it worked. It's just a
wait a minute.
Platform.
Hold on. Hold on. That chairman gimmick is from AEW.
Wait, what?
It's like me at a music festival in the summer. I need a bigger handicap platform.
Yes.
All right, what's next?
Thea Hale, Kalani Jordan, Fallon Henry versus JC Jane, Kiana James, and Izzy Dame in a six-woman tag team match.
I'll take Team A.
Cool. I'll go B. It'll be fun. Braun Breaker and Baron Corbin versus Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Is that for the championships?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's go Wolf Dogs, baby.
Yeah.
It didn't really make it very clear. Wolf Dogs?
Wolf Dogs.
Yeah, me too. I still don't. I keep turning it off.
Well, other than...
Fanny versus Dijal versus Josh Briggs.
I'm going to say Femi.
I agree. Femi. And I think it's supposed to be Dijak. I think I got...
What'd you do?
I think I got auto-corrected and it thought I was saying Dijal, because that's a word.
Did y'all ever head down and get your sandwich?
Because I'm from the South.
Dijal.
This damn thing.
The hell's this thing?
Is Dijak fighting in Bloodsport today?
Is Dijak in Bloodsport today?
No.
No, that's sad.
I'm gonna go.
Just Shayna Baszler.
I know you are. It's gonna be amazing for you.
I can't wait. Can't wait.
Wow.
You could. Sleep is overrated. Yes, it's necessary, but you can sleep when you're dead.
It's before then, if I get enough sleep. Lyra Valkyrie versus Roxanna Perez.
I want Roxanne Perez to win because of her new character, but I'm going to take Valkyrie.
I agree.
Lazy booking, turning baby faces. They don't know what to do with heel. So, I guess I'm going to go with Lyra retaining.
Steve agrees with Lyra retaining.
Big Stevie C.
Trick Williams versus Carmelo Hayes. Is he going to whoop that trick?
Yeah.
Whoop that trick. What? Whoop that trick. What? Whoop that trick. What?
Gonna put the trick over, so I'm going to take Williams.
I think Big Stevie C takes Williams as well. He's over here whooping that trick. I don't know if you saw.
Whoop that trick.
I did see, but I don't want to be, I don't want to have to be questioned, so I didn't see him whoop a damn thing.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah. All right, well, that's stand and deliver.
It's time.
Yeah.
It's time.
Whenever you're ready.
Time.
Ladies and gentlemen, the biggest weekend of the year is here. I'm talking about the Super Bowl of this great sport, and I mean the greatest sport in the damn world, and if you don't believe it, well, check your engine and give it some gas. There is nothing like this wonderful art that is professional wrestling, or sports entertainment. God, I hate that term. At least they're staying pro wrestling more on WWE television. There's a bright side. There's a bright side. They wouldn't
it's
be
a saying, very big bright side, actually.
There's a big bright side. You know what? You know, as much as I love old shoe leather hair himself, old Hershey Highway, there's a big bright side because, damn it, it's professional wrestling, and it's the greatest art form and the greatest sport this world's ever seen. And if you don't respect it, it's because you're foolish and you just don't get it. So, we're talking about the greatest live event extravaganza.
Amen.
Entertainment, and it's the 40th anniversary of the very first one that set this business on the trajectory that it is now. And there's been highs, and there's been lows, and there's more scandals than you can shake a stick at. But by God, it carries on 52 weeks a year! And I love it for it. And I hate it, by the way, because it takes up so much damn time. But this is what it all comes down to. This is what you watch the WWE product all year long for. And then, unlike every other sport in the world, we don't take 6 months off. We don't get a breather. We start building to the next one that next night.
No, sir. No, sir. The road to WrestleMania begins.
Time, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the
April 8th.
For WrestleMania 40. Prediction Palooza, WrestleMania 40. Mr. McCarthy, how you feeling?
Would you call it the main event PP?
Oh, it is no doubt the... It is no doubt the it is the big main event PP.
Cool.
I mean, it is the I mean, it's jumbo sized.
That sounds horrible.
It's like a foot long hot dog from Dairy Queen PP.
It's like I'm gonna be standing there for 3 hours just to pee.
Arguably delivering.
Perhaps.
Arguably delivering.
Well, there is there's two main events, so that would make it double, right? So, really, what we're doing is we're doing a double
Mr.
prediction.
McCarthy, are you ready?
Or
we're doing a double.
A DP.
PP. A DP.
Or like
DPP.
A DP.
According to Steve, we're doing a DPP because it's two nights.
Well, as long as everyone is consenting to the DP.
Before they get drunk, yes.
DP.
Okay. As long as we make that clear.
All right. So, it's a big DP.
A DPP.
Right.
Extra PP in the P?
No.
Yeah, that's what you need for a DP, my friend, is an extra PP.
So there's a looker in the
corner.
We're
going way too far.
So there's a looker in the corner. Sick bastard.
The main event PP.
The main event PP.
Prediction Palooza. We're such children.
Absolutely we are. Oh, God. All right. Mr. McCarthy.
Oh, is it me again?
You want it to be?
Sure.
If not, I can do it.
No, it's fine.
Go ahead.
Do you want to start from...
Look, we start from the bottom like Drake.
All right. Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane.
This is going to be the easiest pick of all time because they're going to... I mean, we're essentially kissing Jade Cargill's ass here. That's what this is all about.
Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with kissing her ass. I mean,
no.
At all. She's a star. And if I was Brandon Phillips, I would too.
Yeah. So is that your choice?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Yep, gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Jade's team's winning.
Who's Steve taking?
Yeah, agreed.
He agrees.
All right. Well, he knows how smart I am.
Street business, because I refuse to call them whatever they're trying to call them, because it's stupid. It makes sense. The street business. It makes perfect sense.
Maybe they don't have the copyright.
Versus the Final Testament.
I'm going to take the pride.
Take the pride, huh? Yeah. You mean street business?
I know it's going to hurt your pride by me calling it the pride, but the pride.
I refuse to call it that. Yeah, street business.
That's okay. There's still people who refuse to call the Guardians the Guardians. I get it.
I'm going to go with the Final Testament.
I'm going with the Final Testament as well. I think this is the time where they start pushing Killer Cross and start reasserting AOP in the title picture.
We're going so well.
I think that's a great idea, Steve. Make them mean something, damn it.
Damn it.
Damn right, yes.
And then they can get their name because they got to handle street business after not winning. Because
No one hates their creation more than WWE, and no one hates tag team wrestling more than WWE. So they need to get it short up again.
Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio.
Remember how I told you that we were getting some sort of version of Rey and now I'm back together again? Yay, yay, yay.
They're not back together.
Yeah, I mean in terms of they're working together, for God's sake. You know what I meant.
No.
Such a cry. I'm going to go Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee, and I hope I'm wrong. They don't need the win.
I'm going Dom. Oops. 100% Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar. I think they both have earned the win, to be honest, at WrestleMania. And this would make perfect sense and prove that maybe Dom wasn't lying. Because let's be honest, like, Dragon Lee, who's this guy?
It should have been Carlito.
Had like three other dudes you could have picked. Carlito's going to turn on him, spit apple in his face, and Dominic's going to win. Because he's like, shit, Dom was right. Should have listened to Dom and not Ray. How about you, Steve? What do you think?
My heart says Dirty Dom and Santos, but I think the right move is, or the head move is going to be to put Dragon Lee over to establish him as the new young lucha star, new young Latino star. And of course, Rey Mysterio winning is not half bad either. So as much as I want to see Dirty Dom and Legado de Judgment Day win, it's going to be the masked men. Go with them.
Fair enough. Maybe I'll be right. I hope so. It'll be fun. I think they should win because Dom needs something.
I hope
right?
so.
I said I want to be wrong.
I know.
I need
I'm
to
just.
Be wrong.
I know.
I'm
just saying.
It's a bullshit call. I'm not like, how many Phil get what you need, Ray? Sit out.
LA Knight versus AJ Styles.
LA Knight is cooling off quicker than the pizza rolls at a fan. We need LA Knight to get the dub here. And I hate this because I don't want to see either guy lose. But LA Knight's got to get the dub. Hopefully we can further descend AJ Styles into AEW land soon.
I concur with the LA Knight. I think he needs it more than AJ Styles. Yep. What do you think, Big Steve?
I completely disagree with you. Sorry, Logan, man. It's they've been building this up perfectly. This has got that old school attitude, vibe, the feel, taking me back to the days where wrestlers were frequently breaking into each other's houses. You got the house, you got the arrest. You've got everything built up perfectly for LA Knight to put the rocket on his back and shoot him to the moon. We all know AJ is a top guy. We all know that AJ won't lose any momentum if he takes this L at WrestleMania. And you want to put LA Knight in the title picture to mix him up with the aftermath of what's going to happen at the end of WrestleMania. So I'm giving everybody saying his name LA Knight. Yeah.
Yeah, we all agree on that one, LA Knight. Okay, so now we have the 6-man ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championships. We both have to pick two teams because it has been revealed that they are hung separately and they will both be on the line separately. Now, Judgment Day could pull them all off and remain tag team champions. That's an option. You also have an option of all the other guys, but we got to do two picks. So, for pick one, the 6-man ladder match, Logan, Finn Balor and Damian Priest, Xavier Woods and Kofi Kingston, DIY, A-Town Down Under, The Awesome Truth, or the New Catch Republic?
I'm going to take The Awesome Truth. I think there's a reason they're doing this Miz R-Truth story. Let's take Awesome Truth.
How about you, Steve? What do you think?
Yeah, I got to agree. Like, he, you know, R-Truth reinvents himself or whatever in such glorious ways. He is an MVP of the company, and he and Miz, the other MVP of the company, are going to deserve this final tag run. They're going to take the red belts, and they're going to go off with them. So I'm giving it to them.
Bet. We all agree, and we all agree that they have been killing it on TV lately.
Absolutely.
All right, so for your second team, Logan, who do you pick? I think this is where I assumed we're all going to differ.
I'm going to take the Judgment Day.
Judgment Day. How about you, Big Steve?
this is how they do this, and it frustrates the hell out of me. It's not like these two don't deserve it, but it's just weird kind of booking in the sense. But I'm going to go on a limb, literally, because they're going on a limb on a ladder, and I'm going to say they're going to give the blue belts to the new Catch Republic.
Stevie C with the wild card up in here with the new Catch Republic. Wild card.
I hope he's right.
I am going to choose A-Town Down Under.
Never mind. I hope you're right.
I think it's time to either decide whether they're going to be an actual team or not. I think they could do a lot of stuff together later on. But with the face teams they have on SmackDown, I think they're the best choice to take the blue belts. Give it to a couple of smarmy heels that know how to talk and talk people into the building.
I agree. Yeah.
And make
and you know what? They've been paying their dues lately.
Saw the light in Austin Theory long before the rest of us. Old Vincent Kennedy McMahon. And damn it,
we're not talking about him right now.
I'm just saying.
Talking about Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Sorry, I had to move us along. We got 4 minutes.
I hear you.
Yeah.
I'm going to take Jimmy.
How about you, Steve?
One word. Yeet.
Yeet. He's going Jey. I think Jimmy needs it more, so I'm going with Jey as well. Jim. Yeah. I said that right. I'm going with Jimmy. Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship.
This is one reign that will not end for sure. Gunther.
I concur. What do you think, Steve?
Heartbreakingly, I have to go with Ring General.
He says it way better than I do. I can't do that. Ring General. See, I can't do it. Can't do it. I'm going to stop trying right now. Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens for the United States Championship.
I think they're going to stick Logan Paul. They have a lot of equity built up in him, and they tend to use him for the Saudi show. And keep in mind, that's coming up in May. I'm going to take Logan Paul.
I agree. He also made it very clear that this is not just a hobby for him. He wants to make a go at this, and I think he's earned the opportunity to keep it going. Plus, you can do something with Randy and Kevin Owens without the United States Championship. How about you, Steve?
Sadly, obvious booking when you get two veterans that don't really need the belt that have had it before canceling each other out, Logan Paul's going to retain.
You're making this easy. Love it. Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch for the Women's World Championship. Who do you got? It's apparently kicking off Saturday. It's going to be legit.
I'm going to take Becky Lynch. I think Mommy's had a wonderful run, but you got to venture drop the title.
What do you think, Steve?
It's Mommy all the way.
I'm so torn because I don't know what I would do because Ripley's a star and Becky's a star. I'm going Becky. Somebody in Seth Rollins' family has to win at WrestleMania, and it's not going to be Seth.
It's not going to be Seth. Spoiler.
Io Sky versus Bayley, Women's Championship.
I'll take Bayley. If she doesn't win, I don't know what we're doing.
Steve, who you got?
It's the payoff for an angle that they've been building for a long time. Got to go with Big Time Bex. Big Time Bayley. Sorry.
I'm actually going to go against the curve and pick Io Sky because it's storyline-wise, I don't know if Bayley's earned it yet. I don't think she's there. She hasn't helped nobody. Yeah, she's getting beat up by Damage Control, but she ain't helping nobody else. She hasn't changed fully yet. She's going to have to make some reparations for her consequences, for her actions, because there's always consequences and repercussions. I think you can keep telling that story better if she loses. All right, main event, night one, Saturday, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus...
You're skipping one.
Oh, shit, my bad, I looked too far. Sorry. Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the World Championship. Is that opening night two?
I don't know if that's open tonight, too, but I do know that CM Punk is on commentary.
I would open it. Who you got?
I got Drew McIntyre. Stuff's distracting. That's the way it goes.
Who you got, Steve?
I would go... I'm going with Drew. It just makes sense. Plus, Seth's got to have some well-deserved time off to rehab, get better, play with his daughter, and let it happen. So, yeah, I'm going with the Scottish psychopath.
We all agree. I love it. Making this so easy. Even though I feel, yeah, perfect. The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins.
Night one, of course, if the Rock and Roman win, it's Bloodline Rumbles at night two. I'm going to take Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins, which will bar the Bloodline from ringside at night two.
How about you, Steve? What do you think they're doing?
If Sisyphus's rock was the size of a pebble, Sisyphus would have no problem. And I did use that pun intendedly, thank you, because I'm not a coward. Cody Rhodes has got to be able to get to night two and have so much of the deck stacked against him that it is daggone near impossible for him to finish the task. So we're going to see Bloodline Rules at night two of the main event, and the Bloodline will win on night one.
I agree with you there. I think Rock and Roman take it for basically for the same fact that you said. He needs the deck stacked against him completely, and this is as close as we've ever gotten to having it stacked the way it was against Stone Cold Steve Austin back in the day, and I think that's what they're going correct for with Cody Rhodes.
Or Daniel Bryan, to be honest, too.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit different than that one, though. Like, just, like, even though they were holding him down and stuff, like, this feels more like Austin than Danielson. Yeah, probably because true. The Rock is a board member at this point. I think that's what elevates it from Danielson, because now you're fighting your boss. All right, the main event, the final match of WrestleMania 40, Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed Universal Championship. Who you got, Logan?
Well, remember I told you I was damn sure, but I told you I was getting nervous and I went with Cody. You remember that?
I do.
Remember that right here in this McCarthy Manor. Notice that if I'm right about night one, night two, the Bloodline is banned. No member of the Bloodline can interfere. No member of the Bloodline can interfere.
Here comes Seth.
Exactly. I'm taking Roman
Reigns. You took everything from me.
And I hate it.
I thought you might hate that pick, but I'm going with the rest of the world. I'm going Cody. Who you got, Steve?
I hope you're right, Cody.
The beauty of this story is that also, and having writers, the positive of having writers is that you can also build all of the interesting Easter eggs into the story that fans would definitely appreciate. And as The Rock was giving Cody the business in a very much the same setting that looked like when he and Stone Cold were going for the IC belt with the famous dumping it over the side of the river. In the back, conspicuously in the background, was an old school WWE trailer featuring arguably two of the greatest stars of the WWE, John Cena and Stone Cold. I say that to say that on night two, the deck will be so extremely stacked against Cody Rhodes. The Bloodline will reign in. The Bloodline will take over. It'll be just an abomination. Jey Uso will come in. No effect. Even Seth Rollins, maybe CM Punk may throw a chair. No one will be able to stop the Bloodline's reign, and no one will be able to stop Cody Rhodes. All of a sudden, as the crowd is at a fevered pitch, all you hear is and the crowd goes nuts as John Cena makes a beeline, sprints to the ring to start taking care of business, taking out The Rock, taking out Solo Sikoa, taking out everyone, only to get stopped by Roman Reigns. The Bloodline beat down John Cena for a while, and as the crowd continues to be at a fevered pitch, at the last desperate second, you hear the glass shatter. All of a sudden, you see an ATV hauling ass down the ring, beer cans flying everywhere, and the man, the one only man that could equalize the entire situation for Cody Rhodes, pulls up in the leather jacket with the broken skull and the jorts and the knee brace and comes in and starts stunning everybody. We get to the point where Roman Reigns has been stunned and lying there, and Cody Rhodes, a bloody, beaten, battered mess, crawls over, and at the very second, Charles Robinson lays down the one, the two, the three, and new WWE Undisputed Champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
Now, I do agree that we could all see something special tomorrow. Very Stone Cold Steve Austin-like. And I do expect all of the Attitude Era nonsense. But I want to make a PSA to everybody. If you don't like the result of the match, that's okay. If they don't go at all Attitude Era nonsense, that's okay. I guess what I'm trying to say, don't convince yourself that you're fucking right so it ruins your experience of WrestleMania 40. Be upset if you think somebody should win and they didn't. But don't let the finals of matches decide whether you like this WrestleMania or not. Because last year was memorable. This year has the chance to be twice, if not three times, as memorable. I mean, they're already, the bell hasn't even rung, and they're talking about WrestleMania 17 level greatness could come from this WrestleMania. So everybody out there that's hearing my voice, don't temper your expectations on match quality and the way stories are told, but temper your expectations from finishes. Don't let it ruin the event for you. That's all I got.
Oh. Okay.
You want me to take us home? Yeah. All right. It's time.
Okay.
Every great episode of To the Turnbuckle must end so we can get to the next great episode of To the Turnbuckle. And the way to do that is we wrap this thing up. And so with that, I hope that no matter what, no matter who wins, whether that's Roman, whether that's Cody, Seth, whether that's Rock, Roman, whomever, don't care, try to, for one day, for 2 days, pardon me, be a fan of this incredible thing that we all are in love with. Try. We can nitpick it to death come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and certainly next Thursday right here on To the Turnbuckle. But for those two nights, let's try to remember that we love this and that we're in love with this, and let's be fans, not critics. There's plenty of time to criticize. Let's enjoy our Super Bowl. Let's enjoy what makes this industry go around. And so with that, thanks to Big Stevie C for coming on. So grateful to him. Glad he's a part of the family and glad he's a friend, most importantly. Watch him every chance.
Oh, God, guys, thanks.
Face. Go like his social media, follow, and look, he's got wonderful analysis. And in case you're wondering, well, two wrestling podcasts on the same production network, believe me, we don't see wrestling the same way, and that's okay because this is a beautiful, beautiful sport and art form, and you can see it in 45 different ways. So with that, let's enjoy WrestleMania. We'll be right back here to do it all again as we gear up for the next one starting next Thursday. And until then, we'll see you in the ring. Ding, ding.
Do you have kids? Looking for a fun, inviting way to wear them out and help them stay healthy and fit? Then look no further, my friends. WrestleFit Junior is exactly what you're looking for. Certified personal trainer and pro wrestler Superman Onyx will treat your mini you to a fitness program like no other. With exercises like running the ropes to tire flips and combining healthy eating habits and personal accountability, your child will earn the conditioning of a pro wrestler without the bumps. Stop by the Now Training Center at 625 Eastgate Parkway, Blacklick, Ohio 43004, or visit WrestleFitJr.com on Facebook for class schedules and book an appointment today.
All right, Steve, thanks for coming on, brother. Thank you. So, but he's going to drive me home. And so. So with that, we'll see you next time, my guy.
I'm losing track of the knobs here. Sorry. Because I gotta. Travis echoes if I'm not like over here paying attention to him talking, so I gotta turn him up.
Quit messing with my knob. God damn.
Who matches up in front of you?
No, so I expected you to do it, but I'll do it.
Oh, okay, because I'm not doing enough. Oh, the new world champion?
I need a second.
The new champion for All Elite Wrestling?
Yeah.
Mr. Samoa Joe?
Stop talking to me. I need a second.